Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Holler if you hear me. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the sassy heart, the Jackie Moss. And the punk police can't fake the emergency. We can have peace, some safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm but not scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better stay strapped in black. And accept no substitutes. I bring truth to the youth, tear the roof over whole school. Oh no, I'm on the turn the other cheek. In case they can't see us, well we burn the other week. Now we got him in his mask, blast. I'm over the last to the pro, get more cash. Until then,
Fucking shit up.
For the blood in my arm, the black is for the gun in my palm, and the green is for the trauma.
flip flop. Naughty dreadlock, fuck a cop, hip hop. Make your head bob, bounce to this socialist movement. My environment made me the nigga I am. Uncle Sam came and got me and the rest of my fam. Try to infiltrate and murder off the best of my clan. I'm not American, punk Democrat or Republican, remember that. Most of the cats you know be hustling. My mama worked all her life and still struggling. I blame it on the government and say it on the radio. And if you don't already know, all these Uncle Tom ass kissing niggas got to go.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. This is a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. This is remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage. Playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm. Mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades. That's my baby, when she died my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what Nip say.
Hold up.
Blah. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore today, amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
I'ma send this motherfucker here to the motherfucking crap. Right here, motherfucker. Slide on my dick.
This your boy, Lil Boosie Badass.
They was when I was quick. Turn me against. Take me to my first funeral, now I'm a big my daddy called him Pete. I never forget. He went to jail on Highland Road for trying to pee. Kicked my auntie Trina though, looking for my cousin. Looked at me across the street and said, boy, you ugly. Made it out, now's my first running with them busters. But stupid roughed me up, cause I told him motherfucker. Got over, got work, my hustle got deadly. Running and ducking from that dirty bitch, John Kelly. All the fool, you can catch me with my tools. Smashing in my magnum from the red, white, and blue. They ask me for money, try to bribe me, no. They let the dog eat me up all by my fucking nuts. Don't give a fuck, nigga, freedom of
jail. We moving the mixtape like Quake Goose Bay.
you a bitch in the head, nigga.
Fuck the police, fuck the police.
Without that band, you a bitch in the head, nigga.
Fuck the police, fuck the police.
Come turn this bitch in the zone, do wait, cause I'm too straight. And y'all little bitches will live too late. Cuff me up in front of my kids, I look them all in their faces. Walk me out like I'm a killer, scared the fuck out my neighbors. Paper on the table and told me, give us some names and you can leave this bitch. I can't believe this shit. What in the hell? If that's my only way out, the nigga show me myself. Look, tell nigga stop. I see here tie a rat for all that. I could have been a bitch ass cop. Yeah, boo, I got guys. They hit me for a few times. But two dirty bitches, I'm ballin'. I ain't missed it at all. Soon as I got back to the house, I went and opened the pound. And counted out 700. So much shit ain't get found. And I know the police listening. I'm telling you now. You can never hold a chill nigga down. Nigga, fuck you.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop the hand of the oppressor. Physically. Fight him. But Prophet Muhammad goes on to say, if you can't fight him physically and stop his hand physically, speak out against him. Strongly speak out against him. And if you can't stop him physically and stop the hand of the oppressor physically, if you can't speak out boldly and strongly against him, Prophet Muhammad says, then secretly protest in your heart. But secret protest in your heart is the poorest and the weakest form of protest, he said. He said, oh, see, I put his man on him. That's the way we got to be. We got to know all of the doctrines, all of the philosophy, all of the ideology, so we can go after our people and bridge the gap and pull them together and form an African United Front or a Black United Front. But we got to know what they know and then some. So when I put Prophet Muhammad on him and told him that, you know, if you want to secretly protest in your heart, the Nabi or the Prophet said, that's the poorest form of protest. Then he's ready to talk. So the day he saw me, I was over there, he was very excited. He wanted another conversation. So I dropped a little something else on him, and he's a good little brother coming along. I'm almost there, if you'll give me just a few more minutes. There would be less police brutality if the masses were armed. Mark Furman's would be hard to find. Mark Furman was not an exception to the rule. Mark Furman talked about the brotherhood of policemen, the fraternity of policemen. He said that the policeman is God. That's what he said. He's the devil. Saying that the policeman is God. He's judge, jury, and executor. Huh? Right on the spot. He talked about how he used to beat black men and women and Chicano brothers and sisters until he would just beat the waste out of them, beat the mess out of them. He said, then you could smell the niggas in the... You could smell the niggas and the Mexicans or the Chicano. You could smell them. I mean, you could smell them stinking. You say you couldn't get into the jail for the stench coming from them. They just beat them until they urinate on themselves. Beat them until their bowels would waste all over. He said he'd grab them and just throw them down the steps. Just throw them down. And another cracker down at the other end of the steps or catch them at the other end of the steps. Kick them and beat them. No, you got to, I'm here to tell you that the only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop. You can moan, you can groan, you can sing, you can pray, you can recite, you can claim you know all the Quran, Old Testament, all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas. You can know all the Medunetah. You can know Maya, truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, order, reciprocity. You can name those of the Netter system. You can go and study the Odu text and substantiate your position according to Odu. You can study the Ifa or the Word or the Akan or the Yoruba and run through the pantheon of the Orisha. You can call on Oludumare. You can call on Ilegba and Shango and Obatula and Oshun and Ogun and Yemonya. You can know all of that. But unless you're willing to stand up and step to this white man, we will never get out of this condition. Frederick Douglass said the limits of a tyrant is prescribed by exactly how far you will let that tyrant go. He won't stop if you don't stop him. It's like any bully. The bully will keep picking on you until you get him to raise up off of you. But some of us will lose our lives. Tupac is gone already. Biggie is gone already. Many of us, Yusuf Hawkins is gone already. Many of us are already dead and we're dying every day. And while we're here in Queens tonight, black men and women and young black boys are dying at the hands of some cracker somewhere in America right now. I would rather die for a cause than to die because you in some bar room pinching somebody's wife on the booty on the bar stool and get your throat cut with a Miller Lite bottle. It's a hell of a life, man. That's a hell of a way to go. Say your daddy got killed. Say, yeah. How'd he get killed? Say he pinched somebody's wife on the booty at the bar stool. The dude picked up a Miller Lite bottle of Budweiser Light and broke it and cut his throat. Is that the way he died? Well, he died in the East Coast, West Coast fight. East Coast, West Coast, you a damn fool. You'll die over some bullshit? Some damn records? A damn CD? You are what you call a recording studio gangster? Oh, you bad as hell in the recording studio. There ain't a nigga in the world badder than you. Capone couldn't mess with you. Babyface Nelson. None of them couldn't mess with you. A recording studio gangster. You just as bad as you can be. You gon' blow, put your gat in the nigga's mouth and blow the nigga's brains out. I'll stomp that hoe. I'll kick that bitch. White man show up, you can hear a rat pee on cut. Nigga ain't ready to fight. Nigga ain't ready to fight. I say we must arm the masses. Most of y'all got guns anyway. You shoot them for the 4th of July. Damn day today, even your Independence Day. Yes, you do. You shoot them on New Year's and New Year ain't in yet. You just got them. They're just toys. Or you'll go get them on your wife. Draw the gun on her because she burnt the beans for the 4th time. She'll just go order some beans. Or she'll draw the pistol on you because the phone rang at 2 in the morning and you stayed on too long talking too low. Two or three brothers so bad. I'm Crip. Two or three brothers so bad, I'm blood. They'll go off into territory of their rival brother gang and face bumper jacks, face chains, baseball bats, pipes, nines, AKs, face everything in a fratricidal war with your kith and kin, your flesh and blood, your brother, your sister. The goddamn white man come, you throw the guns under the damn car, throw the damn guns in the bushes, he make 50 niggas spat up against the wall, one peck of wood. Alright, get up against the wall, buddy. Don't move, guy. Here's Will Kill Johnson. Here's Bloody Blood. All them crazy names you got. Here's Shotgun. All of them spread up against the wall.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this.
And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attacked the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. This is American justice. This is American democracy. And those of you who are familiar with it know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy. Now, if I'm wrong...
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, "I'm the only Negro out here."
"I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You nothing but a house Negro." And if someone come to you right now and say, "Let's separate," you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. "What you mean separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa." That's what you say. Why, you left your mind in Africa. On that same plantation, there was the field Negro. The field Negro, those were the masses. There was always more Negroes in the field than there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field caught hell. He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you are all still gut eaters. The field Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated the master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind, for a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run, he didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here. You got field Negroes in America today. I'm a field Negro. The masses are the field Negroes. When they see this man's house on fire, you don't hear these little Negroes talking about our government is in trouble. They say the government is in trouble. Imagine a Negro, our government. I even heard one say, our astronauts. They won't even let him near the plant. And our astronauts. Our Navy. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Toms, 20th century Uncle Toms, to keep you and me in check, keep us under control, keep us passive and peaceful and nonviolent. That's Tom making you nonviolent. It's like when you go to the dentist and the man is going to take your tooth. You're going to fight him when he starts pulling. So they squirt some stuff in your jaw called Novocaine to make you think they're not doing anything to you. So you sit there and because you got all that Novocaine in your jaw, you suffer peacefully. Blood running all down your jaw. And you don't know what's happening. Because someone has taught you to suffer peacefully. The white man do the same thing to you in the street. When he gonna want to put knots on your head and take advantage of you and don't have to be afraid of you fighting back. To keep you from fighting back, he get these old religious Uncle Toms to teach you and me that just like Novocaine, suffer peacefully. Don't stop suffering, just suffer peacefully. As Reverend Cleve pointed out, let your blood flow in the streets. This is a shame. And you know, he's a Christian preacher. If it's a shame to him, you know what it is to me. Because nothing in our book, the Quran, as you call it, Koran, teaches us to suffer peacefully. Our religion teaches us to be intelligent, be peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone puts his hand on you, send them to the cemetery. That's a good religion. In fact, that's that old-time religion. That's the one that Ma and Pa used to talk about. An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, and a head for a head, and a life for a life. That's a good religion. And then anybody, no one resents that kind of religion being taught but a wolf who intends to make you his meal. This is the way it is with the white man in America. He's a wolf and you a sheep. Anytime a shepherd, a pastor, teach you and me not to run from the white man, and at the same time teaches don't fight the white man, he's a traitor to you and me. Don't lay down our life all by itself. No. Preserve your life. It's the best thing you got. And if you got to give it up, let it be even Stephen. The slave master took Tom and dressed him well and fed him well and even gave him a little education, a little education. Gave him a long coat and a top hat and made all the other slaves look up to him. Then he used Tom to control them. The same strategy that was used in those days is used today by the same white man. He take a Negro, so-called Negro, and make him prominent. Build him up. Publicize him. Make him a celebrity. And then he becomes a spokesman for Negro and a Negro leader. I would like to just mention one thing else quickly, and that is The method that the white man uses, how the white man uses these big guns or Negro leaders against the black revolution. They are not a part of the black revolution. They're used against the black revolution. When Martin Luther King failed to desegregate Albany, Georgia, the civil rights struggle in America reached its low point. King became bankrupt almost as a leader. Plus, even financially, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference was in financial trouble. Plus, it was in trouble, period, with the people when they failed to desegregate Albany, Georgia. Other Negro civil rights leaders of so-called national stature became fallen idols. As they became fallen idols, began to lose their prestige and influence, local Negro leaders began to stir up the masses. In Cambridge, Maryland, Gloria Richardson. In Danville, Virginia, and other parts of the country, local leaders began to stir up our people at the grassroots level. This was never done by these Negroes whom you recognize of national stature. They controlled you, but they never incited you or excited you. They controlled you. They contained you. They kept you on the plantation. As soon as King failed in Birmingham, Negroes took to the streets. King got out and went out to California to a big rally and raised about, I don't know how many thousands of dollars. Come to Detroit and had a march and raised some more thousands of dollars. And recall, right after that, Wilkins attacked King, accused King and the Corps of starting trouble everywhere and then making the NAACP get him out of jail and spend a lot of money, and then he accused King and Corps of raising all the money and not paying it back. This happened. I got it in documented evidence in the newspaper. Roy started attacking King, and King started attacking Roy, and Farmer started attacking both of them. And as these Negroes of national stature begin to attack each other, they begin to lose their control of the Negro masses. And Negroes was out there in the streets. They was talking about, we're going to march on Washington. By the way, and right at that time, Birmingham had exploded, and the Negroes in Birmingham, remember, they also exploded. They began to stab the crackers in the back and bust them upside the head. Yes, they did. That's when Kennedy sent in the troops down in Birmingham. So, and right after that, Kennedy got on the television and said, this is a moral issue. That's when he said he's going to put out a civil rights bill. And when he mentioned civil rights bill and the Southern crackers started talking about they were going to boycott it or filibuster it, then the Negroes started talking about what? We're going to march on Washington, march on the Senate, march on the White House, march on the Congress and tie it up, bring it to a halt. Don't let the government proceed. They even said they were going to go out to the airport and lay down on the runway and don't let no airplanes land. I'm telling you what they said. That was revolution. That was revolution. That was the black revolution. It was the grassroots out there in the street. Scared the white man to death. Scared the white power structure in Washington, D.C. to death. I was there. When they found out that this black steamroller was going to come down on the Capitol, they called in Wilkins. They called in Randolph. They called in these national Negro leaders that you respect and told them, call it off. Kennedy said, look, y'all letting this thing go too far. And old Tom said, boss, I can't stop it because I didn't start it. I'm telling you what they said. They said, I'm not even in it, much less at the head of it. They said, these Negroes are doing things on their own. They're running ahead of us. And that old shrewd fox, he said, well, if you all aren't in it, I'll put you in it. I'll put you at the head of it. I'll endorse it. I'll welcome it. I'll help it. I'll join it. A matter of hours went by. They had a meeting at the Carlyle Hotel in New York City. The Carlyle Hotel is owned by the Kennedy family. That's the hotel Kennedy spent the night at two nights ago. Belongs to his family. A philanthropic society headed by a white man named Stephen Currier called all the top civil rights leaders together at the Carlyle Hotel and told them that by you all fighting each other, you're destroying the civil rights movement. And since you're fighting over money from white liberals, let us set up what's known as the Council for United Civil Rights Leadership. Let's form this council, and all the civil rights organizations will belong to it. And we'll use it for fundraising purposes. Let me show you how tricky the white man is.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kid to bed, this that I got. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, the Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise check out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, I'm meritorious. Tell me something. You
motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA an abomination. This how this when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillow, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather calls, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter, rock wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretching to the planet, watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never on, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got witness on the way, you ain't shit without a buddy on your belt, you ain't shit without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate, tell me when destruction gonna be my fate, gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, idea,
power, power, turn down. Black power, man. Black power, black love, black power. You've been tuned in live to New Black Panther Party Radio. Like you are every night, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, live here with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. Visit our national website. Right now, join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You see, we have comrades on the line. We got people calling in from all over the United States, those listening from all over the world. As we broadcast from the belly of the beast, we say that it's time to stand up and take on the fight and the struggle by joining the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Get on the front line with the freedom fighters and the militants. Visit our national website, nbpp.org. That is the official website of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I'm telling you now, it's nbpp.org. Anything else you have heard is not, you know, it's not exact. It's not official. Let's get down. We got to get down to business. We got to go over a detailed recap of the events that have taken place within the last 24 hours. And when really that reflects the events that have been put on to our comrade Brother Ozone for the last week or so. We are still in the midst of a wicked crime of medical murder that took place at the Morris Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida. We heard from our great ancestors as we opened up this broadcast, and we are thankful to be the original people of the Almighty Wise God Creator, but we are at war. Now, though we are thankful we are a people at war, we are a great warrior, and we are fighting against the medical murder that continues to take place at these wicked so-called hospitals and medical facilities at the hands of this goddamn white man in this nation. Our children face the same atrocities and the same war of attrition in these hospitals that the adults do. It's no holds barred. It is wicked in these hospitals. We watch. Only 2 weeks ago, really, we watched as Dr. Ali Muhammad, our comrade, the revolutionary Black Panther Party, we watched as him, Queen, and his family responded to their son, Naeem, little baby cub, Naeem Carter, as he laid there in the Morris Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, needing emergency medical assistance to stabilize his vitals so that he can preserve his life. That did not happen. What we witnessed on live stream was the family as they rushed and they stayed there for hours on end attempting to give life-supporting care, life-preserving care to little baby cub Naeem Carter. And it's wicked as the doctors and the nurses and all of the devils and the black ones, the white ones, and all the ones in between, all the so-called medical professionals in the facility, those on the floor that it happened, in and out the facility, knew what was going on. And none of these damn devils attempted to assist. In fact, they did the opposite. They denied the family. They denied that as they called for EMT, a medical emergency medical, to remove Naeem from the facility. They denied that they could come up to the facility and do what they were called to do, deny a so-called citizen a public service that we are taxed for. And it's wicked. It's more than that. Then they went to lock the hospital down, put the hospital under a fake, faulty bomb threat that nobody made, trying to prevent anybody and scaring people from if they would come to respond to the call that our young Panther Cub, our little baby King, young Naeem, as he was murdered at Naeem's Children's Hospital. It is not a hospital misconduct. It is the system of the American Public Health Services, so-called. This is what they do. Tomorrow, the funeral, Naeem Carter in Orlando, Florida. Very wicked, very sad. To do everything in our power to assist and support our family at this time. We are recapping these events that have taken place that continue to push us forward, us warriors, of course, as freedom fighters here in the new Black Panther Party, that continue to push us and continue to drive us in our struggle for our freedom and independence. How many black people like us? But those that are the few that come up, they deserve recognition. If they're doing the work in the battlefields of America, like our comrade Ozone is being known since the original edited, revised, watered down 23-second body camera footage was released of our brother, our comrade, Brother Ozone, as he was arbitrarily and under no standard of any law, with no probable cause at all, he was approached by the pigs in Daytona Beach. He was, you know, harassed, racially profiled. He was treated like black men are treated in America. But it's deeper and more insidious. It's more wicked because Brother Ozone is not just an everyday average black man, Joe on the go. The black man who is a black nation warrior. There's a black man who is in touch with his spiritual center and his African center. Here we have a black man who is a fighter, who is a warrior for African liberation. Nobody can tell us different. A courageous, brave black man. He is not an everyday average Joe on the go. And this is being known by the pigs because you got snitches and you got informants and you have those that surround the freedom fighter. And they talk to the enemy, and they are a bunch of stool pigeons. That's what they are. They know who Ozone was today. And I say was, speaking to the original 23-second watered-down, revised, and edited footage that the pig showed on a controlled white press of the American media. And as they push this video, where we've seen our brother Bean pulled on and pushed on and attempting to sit him down. Can't sit a free man down and pull and push on a free man. But they did it anyway, violating federal, national, state, local, and international law, but especially violating federal law, violating his human rights as a free black man. This is what we've seen. But that is not the narrative that was painted by the media. You have to understand. Those that are working with the black media. We're not talking about these damn puppets and clowns that sit at the news desk or the controlled media. Black people who are doing their own independent media, we got to get the facts straight. Do not push the narrative of the white man because it's not true. It's bullshit. It's technology. So we look at it. So we know that they not only know who Brother Ozone is, but they also have been harassing him, right? Leading up to where we've seen them assaulting him and racially profiling him in the washed-up video, watered-down video. All right. Then we move forward, and they declared a so-called manhunt against a free man. You can't hunt down a free man. That, again, goes against the freedom of transportation and the freedom to move around where you want to move based on the United Nations Human Rights Charter. You have the freedom to go where you want to go. But no, they declared that they are having a manhunt. And they had a manhunt, hunting our comrade down, hunting a free man who is trying to escape from the grips of the wicked brute beast police of the pig in Daytona Beach, Florida. But again, that is not the narrative that was presented by the controlled press, but that is the true narrative that we have stated and have continued to state it. The frontline warriors in the new Black Panther Party who have been pushing the line and pushing the fight for, as we say, justice for Ozone. As we continue to go into these details, we tell you right now that they have illegally kidnapped our brother and is holding him against his will as a free man, that there's a fight, a legal fight that must take place, and we're calling on the assistance of the Black Nation that you will go to Justice4Ozone.com, Justice4Ozone.com, and donate to the freedom struggle and the legal battle that our comrade is having to face against his will in the hands of this goddamn wicked pig. So as they ensued on their manhunt, they continue to lie on our brother, the so-called chief punk-ass house nigga pig, the black coon pig, that they put as the lead speaker and the representative of the pigs in that city, in Daytona Beach in Florida. As he lied on Brother Ozone and defamed his name and tried, attempted, but was unsuccessful at destroying his character that Ozone built through his revolutionary Black Nation work. He was not able to do that. We've seen as masses of black people all over the internet was saying, hell no, this is not right. Look at all that the pigs have done to us. And you have a brother who the so-called American criminal justice system is using inflammatory and accusatory and all kind of different tactics to allege that our brother shot a pig, right? To allege that our brother did this. We're saying, and we have been saying, regardless of what the media says, we don't trust any of it at all. It was through this initiated so-called manhunt of the United States government, which lasted for about 2 days or so. We were then given the information that our comrade Ozone had been illegally kidnapped by the pigs in Atlanta, Georgia. Illegally kidnapped by the pigs in Atlanta, Georgia. So, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we said it's no way in hell that we are not going to push the front line in the hard line here in the New Black Panther Party under our national chairwoman, Sister Krishna Muhammad, all the comrades in the New Black Panther Party. We said there's no way that they are going to illegally kidnap our brother and lie on our brother and attempt to defame our brother. So, we hit the road. You know, we're still in the battlefields of America. And it was yesterday at the DeKalb County Jail, the Sheriff's Department in Atlanta, Georgia, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We worked through the funds that were donated through the JusticeForOzone.com site, the site that you can contribute to the legal battle of our comrades. We retained an attorney that could go in and check and do a welfare check on our brother, and we can hear right from the mouth of our comrade what is going on, what was going on with his condition at that time in this facility. We were notified, and we understand, we're of this understanding that in the middle of the night, the wee hours of the morning, they extradited, they moved, but let's cut all the fancy political talk. They human trafficked against his free will, kidnapped in the concentration camp in DeKalb County. They human trafficked him in an airplane to Florida. He is being held currently now under trumped up charges, the inflammatory criminal justice system. It was the New Black Panther Party as we and community representatives as we approached the DeKalb County Jail. We heard as the jailhouse rocked we heard the black men and black women that were there in that concentration camp. They are not prisoners. They are not prisoners. They are in prison and enslaved. They were banging on the windows and on the walls and banging on the windows, looking down at the new Black Panther Party, because they knew at that moment, we can only assume, but we are pretty goddamn sure that they knew at that moment that someone was there to defend their rights. And then they understand that in the defending and fighting for the freedom and justice for Brother Ozone, that gives them hope, that gives them some direction on how they may be able to see themselves. Here we have a comrade. Here we have a man that is having trumped up charges put against him based on his political position and his not wanting to be terrorized by the American terrorists. That's the truth. That's the whole truth, and there's nothing but the truth. We're telling our people. We heard them as they bang on the windows of the jail, at the Cobb County Jail, yesterday in Orlando, Georgia, right? We've seen the nervousness, and as the attorney went into the concentration camp to check on our comrade, we will hold position and hold the perimeter of the concentration camp, the Cobb County Jail. And we've seen as the pigs were shook, as they showed their coward-ass ways, they were shook to the core, run around like chickens with their heads cut off. They locked the doors, and they said that the captain, chief, told them to lock the door of the facility. Scared as hell. Why would you be so afraid if you're not doing nothing wrong, if you're not violating our brother's human rights? Why would you be so afraid if you're not going around the country, all in the state of Georgia, killing black people at will? But this is what they are doing and what they have done. So they were shook as hell. We were in no threatening position. We didn't threaten nobody. But still, the white man felt the presence of the black warriors, because they know that they have kidnapped a black warrior, and they felt the presence of his comrades at this goddamn kitty cadets, as they sent their kitty cadets dressed in their workout. What's going on? They sent some big, fat, nasty cracker, big, fat, bubble pig out, big, sweet-ass pig out. God damn it, we stand out, and he attempted to try to get some information, attempted to infiltrate on the mission for justice for Ozone. We stood down that pig, and he hit the damn about face real quick, and he got the hell out of the car. He went back to the pig pen and went back to minding his own cracker pig. Because we don't have no business. We don't discuss any details with the pig. We seen as they rolled the ambulance. The ambulance wasn't going no damn where to pick nobody up, but they had their sirens on, going round and round the corner, attempting to distract us, attempting to cause a distraction. They blocked the... Are you listening to us? Because this is the response that the pigs in Atlanta had to our demand that Brother Ozone be free. It's more to it. We seen them as they drove the fire truck. Hell, we seen some dog catchers out there. We just saying. We seen them as they flew the helicopters real low, landed them and picked them back up and flew them back all around the facility. Scary as hell. A bunch of cowards with badges and a gun. We made a statement. We made a black national media press conference. We made a press statement for the black nation media to the black nation. We will present that statement in our live stream. On our live stream, we will have that statement up on our social media network so everybody will be able to see. So listen to what we are saying as we were doing our press conference, doing our statement at least. We've seen that they will ride the ambulances over and trying to use the sirens to interrupt us. They were trying to do everything in their power to try to get us to leave. To leave the attorney and to leave our combat there by itself. But that did not happen. The attorney came out of the facility unharmed. Right? Came out unharmed. Came, we discussed what told to us, was told to the attorney, then told to us from our comrade Ozone. Came onto the radio show yesterday night, same time. And we were broadcasting. You all were listening, some of you. And as we moved into the 15-minute portion of our broadcast, but remember, the broadcast was based on the information that Brother Ozone, our comrade, was being tortured in the DeKalb County concentration camp. He was being tortured, right? He was put into the psych ward. He was put into the psych ward. There's nothing psychotic or mentally disturbed about Comrade Ozone, Brother Ozone, Arthur Wallace. There's nothing mentally wrong with our brother. He loves his life. He loves to live. He loves his children, and he loves black people. You cannot have that much love if you have a problem with your own self or your own life. And he loves himself, so we know ain't nothing wrong with Brother Ozone. Perfectly mentally sane, but he was put into the psych ward. Put into the psych ward where the toilet in the cell that he was in, the toilet was full of shit and full of piss. It was due to flow over the top of the toilet and get onto the ground where Brother Ozone was forced to sleep on with no mat, bed, cot, blanket, or anything for that nature. So if he would have used the restroom, the defecation and urination would have overflowed onto the ground for where he was being forced to sleep on the cold concrete in the psych ward of the DeKalb County concentration camp. When we were told this, we immediately put the word out, and we backed that with the known facts of his medical conditions that came from a motorcycle accident a few years ago where he was struck by an 18-wheeler on the motorcycle. His intestines and stomach were misplaced and coming out of his body had to be sold and clipped back up, you know? So you can't be holding your urination and your shit when you already have this issue, but he was forced to do that for as long as he was in that concentration camp. When we found this out, we came onto this broadcast. We called Brother O.C. the Great and Brother Boss Talk, and we said after our broadcast, we're going to do a simulcast, and we're going to tell the black nation about what is going on, and we gave you the number to the DeKalb County concentration camp, and it was people calling the facility. They refused to answer the phone like they locked the doors when we were there, like they locked the doors. And as we were broadcasting and telling the straight truth, 15 minutes into the closing of our broadcast, we began to hear gunfire. Pay very close attention. We began to hear gunfire. Gunfire from the east. Gunfire from the west, north, and south. 360 degrees around the perimeter of the residence that we were at. We began to hear gunfire. Of course, we moved on the basis of our warrior training, and we, as we are always in the mode of self-defense, we began to hold our perimeter and hold our position and waiting for any cracker devil or black devil to cross the gun line. And they are the understanding, as you are and we are, that we have the right to defend ourselves. But it wasn't just one spurt of fire. The gunfire continued, as many of you witnessed on our live stream, as we were still on the radio broadcast that extended an extra 25 to 30 minutes after the time that they usually cut us off. Live Talk wanted to hear with their, you know, twisted continuing to breach our contract. The people were listening. Then we went live on YouTube. We went live and you heard as there were more instances of gunfire. We understand and we know for sure that it was a retaliation tactic and an intimidation tactic, an attempted intimidation tactic, that they will try to instill fear into us. But Democrats should know that that's not possible, but more so to attempt to instill fear into black people that they would not stand up for Comrade Ozone and fight for themselves. This is what occurred. As the gunfire continued, or the gunfire began to quell, we heard pig sirens all around in the area that we were. Pig sirens, flashing lights. They began to fly the helicopter over and hovering over the rest. The New Black Panther Party. That we understand and know who is responsible for the tactics and the foolish, cowardly, you know, attempts to try to intimidate who are the people that cannot be intimidated. Well, you pick the right one, devil. You cannot stop us from standing up for our comrades. You cannot stop us from being there for our family and our loved ones. This is what occurred. As you listen to this broadcast tonight, many of you who were tuned in yesterday night, well, we may have some audio issues, but just listen in a little closer. If you're having some audio issues, just listen in a little closer to what we are saying. Pay very close attention, because this is COINTELPRO in its rawest form. This is the American criminal justice system exercising Gestapo tactics, exercising Nazi Germany, American white man tactics, exercising the violation of the human rights of our brother, and exercising wicked intimidation attempts against the freedom fighters and his comrades and his warriors. The warriors of the black nation. We tell you what, family. All that we are witnessing, those who witness, that's one thing, to have witnessed it from afar. But it is much different than being there on the ground, involved, in the thick of it. It's a big difference to do hearsay, to spread hearsay, rumors, or opinions. We have to understand that the white man is attempting to use Comrade Ozone as a pawn and their wicked, decades-old game of attempting to create a culture of fear around black nationalism, or what they call extremism. The American government is an extremist nation. They are extremely racist as hell. They are extremely violent, and they are extremely so-called white supremacists. That we say that it is extreme because they use guns, they use depleted uranium bombs, they use incarceration, they use a wicked culture of house nigger, faggot, you know, falsified inferiority complex. That is an extreme tactic by the terrorists of the world and the American government. They have crafted a militia off the backs of black people that extends it from the days of chattel slavery, where our ancestors were first forced to work from sunup to sundown, work to death, literally work to death, in the cotton fields and the sugar fields and all the other fields and plantations that still exist here in America. That's right. They were forced to work. And then the American government, the American military, the American Navy, and the Marines, and the Army, they were the ones who financed the enslavement, who financed the American Navy, the African transport ships that were turned and used into slave ships. The American government uses today the taxes that they steal from us, as we cannot be taxed by a real law. By a real law, a moral law, we cannot be taxed in this nation, because we do not belong to this nation. And as much as many of us would like to believe, because we some house niggas deep inside, even if you wearing BDU, you still a house nigga if your actions don't match it. You want to believe that you got some stake in America. Or you want to believe that America has something for you. America has nothing for you but death. And they are dealing death every day. And what we see in this nation is hypocrisy, is economic exploitation, is genocide and ethnic cleansing. We understand that when black people, when we look at it, you go back, and when you look at it, you find that today that the American military is financed on the taxes stolen on the forced labor of our enslaved brothers and sisters in the prison industrial complex. They are financed by many foolish niggas who go and vote in these other foolish niggas. Then you got the blind, deaf, and dumb leading the deaf, dumb, and blind. And they take that money and they finance the military-industrial complex. And guess who holds the front line for the military-industrial complex? The pigs. That's what's happening in this nation. Remind yourself to remember what's happening. And when we see the warriors began to step up. Now, remember, America got a military. They got an army. They got a navy. They got an air force. They go all around the world offending against everybody, stealing land, raping folks, dropping uranium bombs, and invading African nations. This is what their military do. This is what their soldiers do. This is their militia. This is their military. This is their militia. Black people, you know, the original people. We come and we say enough is enough with the bullshit. Enough is enough with you being able to kill our women and kill our men and murder our babies at free will, and then there is no repercussion for it. There is no line that you have to cross to get to our women and our children and our men. So we said, God damn it to hell. We said we're not taking it no more. So here we have a great black militia, a great military of the black nation with a strong chain of command and great leadership and constant training and a stringent recruitment process here in the new Black Panther Party, a black nation militia, a black nation military. Here you have our comrade Ozone, who had his militia, had his organization and mobilizing across the battlefields of America. Here you have a military man. Just like you have military men and women in the new Black Panther Party, we recognize Ozone as a military man, marching and charging and taking the fight straight to the face of this wicked-ass beast. Now, when America does it, you go buy a bag of chips and you swipe your card, they ask you, would you like to donate to the veterans of the American military? And we got a goddamn, you know, let's be real. We have to damn near fall off the face of the earth for the masses of people to see the necessity that we must fund and finance the revolution that you so seek when you say out your mouth, I don't want to be free. Happy Juneteenth and shit. When you say all of these things that declare that we are free, but are not willing to put forth the effort, and you won't even spend a damn dollar, $5, $20, $200 to justice for Ozone, or to our national official donate to us on our Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. We're in the United States military. Many Negroes will send their children. They pump them up to send them because they say grandpa and uncle and daddy was in the military. So you go to the military. So we have a black nation military. And what do we see here? We see when black people stand up, have their own thing going on, have their own national infrastructure working for them, have it being their sovereignty being protected by the black nation militia, the black nation warriors, freedom fighters, and black nationalists, armed and ready to defend black people for whatever is worth by any means necessary. You have a open assault. You have infiltration. You have They will raise up niggas in the pig academies. They will send them to the FBI farms in Virginia and Connecticut and Georgia and California. They will slap some locks in that nigga head, have them listen to a little Malcolm and Khaled, and send them your way in an attempt to infiltrate black military formation. That's what they do. That is the response of the American government to black people having their own sovereignty and being able and being willing to defend themselves. We don't need permission from the white man to stand up for ozone. But hell, if you ask permission from the white man to ask for a permit to walk through the streets that our ancestors built, then we can clearly see why some of you niggas seem to need a special fucking invitation to stand up for justice for ozone. It kind of makes sense now, just a little bit. But we got to understand this. We heard from Malcolm, we got a lot of house niggas still running around here today. The house niggas of today, some of them, they put on BBU uniforms. They call themselves all of these off-brand generic names in attempts to try to steal the hearts and minds of the people. They are not willing to work diligently and have honest effort to gain the hearts and minds of the people, so they will outright lie and defame and attempt to character assassinate our national and international military, our national formation. They have attempted to character assassinate our national chairwoman. They have attempted to character assassinate the new Black Panther Party for self-defense under this formation. Y'all know who we talking about. Y'all know these niggas, because some of you follow these niggas on Facebook. You need to block them, because they watching you. And they stool pigeons, so they sit on their perch waiting for the cracker to walk by with his hands full of some fucking bird seeds. They gonna feed the pigeons, clothe the damn pigeons, teach the pigeon how to damn chirp. And when they done with you fucking stool pigeon, snitch ass, I want to stand on the sideline, but only want to come out when it's good for me, when it's good to take a few pictures. Many of the so-called revolutionaries, so-called, we say, we're all on Brother Ozone's nuts. We sorry we got to say it like that, but we being real. All on the brother's job. All riding the brother's energy. Want to have a brother on your live stream. Want to say the name of Brother Ozone. You never step foot in the battlefield. Like Boosie said, nigga don't even know you. But still, you attempted to use our brother's energy, the brave brother's energy, to prop your punk ass shit up on a pedestal, seeking to get another little pat on your nigga head by the cracker. But when our brother became a man who was attempting to escape in fear for his life, because as far as we're concerned, no matter what has been said, no matter what comes out or the final result of the white man's punk-ass court say, Brother Ozone will never be a criminal or offender to the black nation. He will always be a black warrior. You cannot make our brother a criminal, no matter what charges you attempt to oppress or what accusatory statement you attempt to make. You want to accuse our brother of this or that, but you have not carried out any investigation that would lead to proof that any of these things happened. And even if you claim that you did, we are not going to believe that you did. If the white man tells you that, it tells you good night, look outside the window and make sure it's not bright and early in the morning. We're dealing with beasts. We're dealing with liars. We're not dealing with immoral people. We're not dealing with a people that seek a fair trial for Ozone. We're dealing with a people who kidnapped our brother and held him and tortured him into DeKalb County. And we are not, don't even think for one second that we are in any way believe that he will be treated better in Florida. Hell no. If not worse. We cannot allow them to get away with this. When our comrades are in there, in these concentration camps, we're not able to call them. See, we take a lot of shit for granted. We take checking in for granted. Some of you, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You don't check in. Niggas ain't heard from you. You don't show up when we come to your city. And right now, there's an escalation of warfare. We better tighten up and get ready to fight and be fighting already. We better tighten up because it's not a game out here. When there's work to be done in these cities, and we are their representation of the Panther and the people, you got to get to work. It's what you signed up for. You got to get down and get in the trenches and the foxholes of the war against black people. And they are using Comrade Ozone and trying to use him as a pawn in a war, a splinter war that goes into the general war, that they would try to again create a culture of fear around black nationalism, around standing up and defending yourselves, around being a honest black man and a honest black woman. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in the book, The Fall of America, that America is a place that is so evil. He says that it is so evil and wicked. Then he says that you can't even find somebody in America. You rarely find somebody, he says, that is not thinking of evil they can do to somebody else. This is the white man he's talking about, who is always thinking of an evil way, an evil device that they can use to go after the warriors, to go after the revolutionaries. They know that we do not fear the police, the pigs. They know we do not fear the American government. We don't fear no cluck-ass, punk-ass Trump. We don't fear no old cracker, wrinkled, crypt-keeping Jim Crow Joe Biden. We don't fear no wish-he-was-black Kamala Harris. We don't fear these damn politics. We don't fear the criminal regime. We don't fear the American military, the National Guard, or any of them. So their bottom line is to try to get the masses of our people to fear us. Just keep it real. Keep it real. I mean, that is the meat and the body of their propaganda. That is why they have attempted to defame and have attempted to criminalize Comrade Ozone. They don't want to show him in a good light at all, as if there's no good light to show. It's quite the opposite. There's no bad light to show. There's no little white lies to show, like with the politics in America. Army generals, Army and Marine representatives have been accused and charged with raping black women in the military, different military branches of America, have been charged with killing black men and calling it a training accident, have been charged and at least should be charged, at least by the black nation, with taking to the streets of America during demonstrations for freedom of justice and using tear gas and batons and dragging and beating and sticking dogs and tanks on our people and drones and helicopters on our people. It's been the military of America. It's been the white militia of white nationalism. America is a white nationalist country along with all the other countries, and they have a white supremacist military, even if a nigga is head nigga, house nigga in charge. Well, look at the black warrior. We protect black women. Hell, when these Negroes began to try to stir up sexism and division amongst our comrades and came directly with their sexist, weak ways at our national chairwoman, you've seen many of those in the black nation stand up in defense of our sister, of our leader, and they stood up. The comrades here in the new Black Panther Party stood up. When black women are beaten and murdered in this nation, we respond to it on the ground, armed with the families of black women and black men and black children who are murdered by the American military, the police being a faction of the American military. Don't get it twisted. They are not there to protect and serve. They are there to murder and oppress. They don't protect and serve. Don't fool yourself. And don't let the white man fool you. And don't let these house niggas fool you. It's coming into toward the middle of the year, moving just a few days. It's going to be the 4th of the July. Niggas going to be celebrating and just having a good old nigga time. Barbecue and swine and corn on the cob and potato salad and shit. Right now on the streets of America, there is war everywhere you look. We tell you to keep your eyes open, your third eye open, and all of that, because it is the days of their so-called holidays, their hella days. That is when they sneak and attempt to do things and try to do it behind closed doors, or do it right in your face if you're distracted by the fireworks and the confetti of a celebration that have nothing to do with our freedom. But we still gonna see niggas having a good nigga time. We're not concerned with the luxuries and the different pleasures and satisfactions of the American society, because we understand that this is a criminal, decadent American society. It is demonic and devilish, and it is not morally just, and there is no law in this country. It is the purge, and it is anarchy every damn way, especially now that there have been increased biological weapon release on the people on the COVID-19, now COVID-21, planned in. Right? Because now they got a new strand, they call it. Trump called it COVID-21. But they got a new strand, they call it, right? But no matter what you say or what you do, you are fake. It's in our faces right now. And it's all over the news. And they have been using their news to attempt to demonize our brother, Comrade Ozone. We know y'all niggas been watching. But a lot of Negroes have just quietly went into their little nigga holes in the ground, and you just gonna wait until fucking up, what they call it, Groundhog Day, to pop your damn head back up like a damn groundhog. See, have y'all ever played whack-a-mole, where you take the hammer and you whack the damn mole? Did you know that a groundhog is in the mole family? When these niggas pop their damn heads up, whack a goddamn mole, whack them over the damn head, tell them, go back in the ground, nigga. And don't stand in the way for our freedom and liberation. You've got to be crazy to support these politics, to support punk-ass house niggas like Toronto Johnson, who was calling himself Toronto Bay, to support the youth. This man talked down on Brother Ozone. This man tried to defame Brother Ozone. He talked down on Dr. Ali, knowing that he was going back and forth and all around trying to be there along with his family for his son, who was in dire conditions but was murdered by the Nemours Children's Hospital, this low-down, rusty black devil. He knew what he was doing. Old coon-ass nigga. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about how they would give the coon a buttered biscuit and a piece of chicken. Some of these niggas are still happy with some KFC and a damn two-day-old biscuit with a cup of grape Kool-Aid with a big nigga smile. We don't need these black people trying to stand in our way. We will not trade white supremacy for black neo-colonialism. Hell no. We will stand up and we will fight and push the front line for Comrade Ozone, as we can see, to eliminate and subtract all questions that may come in the line of the essence of what I'm about to say. From what we can see, there is nobody else. That is the New Black Panther Party that is using the name of the New Black Panther Party. We don't see those who are claiming that they have plans for Ozone. Nigga, what's a plan without execution? How do you have the white man's got a plan? Preserve his survival. How does he preserve his survival? By trying to decrease our damn survival. We got a plan. Preserve our survival. How do we preserve our survival? We execute. We execute on the ground. We execute it. When the site for justice, the number 4, ozone.com went up, that was pristine execution. Right on the spot. A platform that you can go to and donate to the legal battle of Comrade Ozone. Why don't you do it? Why don't we stop talking about what we're going to do? You have not, especially if you have not checked in and nobody has heard from you during this troubling time. We are taught to sacrifice our lower and personal desires for the greater good of the goddamn mission. So there's no excuse, no excuse why nobody have heard from you, because you ain't been living under no damn rock. We know that at a time when it gets hot, you know, a lot of niggas start sweating, so they leave. But we like the fire. We like the pressure. What came out of the pigs trying and attempting as they shot gunfire all around the residence of where we were in Atlanta? What was their, what did they get out of that? Spent a bunch of money, right? They felt threatened. Although they were never verbally or physically threatened, they felt threatened. Them bitches was scared. Straight up. Them hoes was scared as hell. Look, and then they did it to try to pin us down, thinking, well, we got to pin him down and we got to get Ozone up out of here because his presence here in this concentration camp is rocking the jailhouse. Do you hear the niggas banging on the window? You can only assume that was a conversation. We pretty much sure that was a conversation. Right? We understand, too, that I say Atlanta or Georgia and Florida, they are sticking together for each other. Atlanta coming down on Florida, right? Florida got to go and have to shoot a little something back, a little check, you know, cover for lost funds. So they are on an uneventful attempt, unsuccessful attempt to do what they sought out to do, which would have been to intimidate us, which did not work. We still had the live stream. We were able to give the information that pertained to the condition of our brother. We still were able to carry out what we put out for our media plan yesterday, and we will continue to do that. We are not and will never be shook and stirred or distracted, and we can only hope that would be an inspiration to those of you who are. Don't let that nature seep into your heart or you will quickly become a coward and a house nigga. Don't let that fear seep into you. Defeat it today. You know, get some knowledge of self. Learn that there's always been freedom fighters like Comrade Ozone. There's been brothers like Comrade Ozone in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, so-called Caribbean, in Haiti during the Haitian Revolution, in Jamaica, and all over the hills in North America as we've seen the Maroons and other revolutionary brothers and sisters, descendants of those who were taken from Africa, descendants of those who had the land stolen from right up under their feet here in America, black people who had already established nations and sovereignty here. We've always had rebels. We've seen the rebels tell the British in Kenya, hell nah, cracker, get the hell off my land. We don't want no damn queen. We don't want that white bitch. We want Kenya. And the Mau Mau fought the British. They fought them to the point where they called a national emergency, not only in Kenya, but in the UK. They were afraid that the Kenyan Mau Mau revolutionaries would go across the pond and whip their white asses as they was whipping their asses all the way out of Kenya. We see today as black people in South Africa, what is called South Africa, but we know as a Zania as they are literally physically removing these crackers from the land and the farms that were stolen from their grandmothers and grandfathers. There's always been revolution. There will always be freedom fighters who have the same spirit as Brother Ozone, and it goes both ways. He is inspiring young black men and black women today, as those who came before us have inspired us today. Do not have us speak ill of Dr. Ali Muhammad. You will not have us speak ill about Comrade Ozone, nor will we ever turn our backs or stab our comrades in their backs. It is stabbing a comrade in the back when you smile in their face. And when they are in a rut, when they're in a rock and a hard place, when they need the assistance of the black nation, and you step back and you are waiting for an invitation, or you just, you know, ain't going to do a damn thing. Keep that same damn energy. When you see us, don't be shaking and bowing like a fucking Japanese geisha girl and looking and hoping that we would be with you and your people and march around the damn city with the pigs. Don't call, don't look our way. We don't rock with cowards and people who abuse the great name and continue to do things that go against the great name of our great ancestors and our great freedom fighters. Stop coming up with all these different frictions and divisions and factions out of your disgruntled nature and then attempting to say that there is division because we are still standing here in the new Black Panther Party under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We are still standing today after multiple attempts to try to put us out of pocket. You need to just sit back and watch and take notes and learn on how this is done. And if you don't got the balls or the breath, leave it to the damn warriors and get the hell out of the way. Stop saying what you won't do. You let your feet move faster than your mouth, or let your mouth move quicker than your feet can move. These are the things that we do when we have dirt and bones in our closet and we have done something against the freedom ideals of the Black nation. This is when we feel that we have to hide ourselves away from the thick of the fight. But when you are honest and you are moving to be morally just and you are knowing that what you are doing is righteous and willing to make the sacrifice, you don't got nothing to worry about. You're not worried about nobody opening up your closet and being covered in a pile of fucking bones. I mean, we have to understand what is happening. These pigs are attempting to increase the already, you know, heated temperature and tension that we have now because it is the people versus the state. As we said before we made the statement that this is the hour and the hour, dispensation of time, of Armageddon, the apocalypse. This is also still the people versus the state. We have moved out of the dawn of anarchy. We told y'all this was the fall of America, right? We understand what is happening. We know for sure, we know for absolute fact that these pigs are lying on Brother Ozzy. And we don't give a damn what the court says. We don't give a damn what these people say. They do this to our freedom fighters. It has been a decades-long war against revolutionaries, against what they call Black nationalist extremists. Black nationalist is the correct word. You are not our spokesperson, fucking cracker. You cannot speak for us. We are Black nationalists. Black nationalism means to the teachers of the ideals of our great ancestor, Malcolm X, El-Haj, Malik Shabazz, who teaches us that Black nationalism is to control the politics of our community. And everything is politics, and politics is everything. When you understand that, you understand that it's a bunch of politics. They're trying to pull the wool over the heads of our people. They don't got to worry about some of them. They ain't never had no sight to begin with. But for those who they see are coming into vision and coming into a knowledge of self, not just conscious, but you're supposed to be conscious. The opposite of conscious is stoic and paralyzed. If your heart is beating, if you can see what's in front of you, you're conscious. Now, whatever that means to some people, regardless, it doesn't matter. There is no physical action behind it. Your ass is just living. What is the purpose of your life here on this planet? We'll go smaller. What is the purpose of your life in this world, on this continent, in this state that you live in your city, in your home, in your heart, all the way down to your heart? What is your purpose? Define that purpose. We will give you some assistance right now. Our purpose is to be freedom fighters in the African people's liberation struggle and to mobilize the masses towards self-determination. That's our purpose. We believe that that should be the purpose of each and every Black man that's born behind enemy lines in the belly of the beast that's wicked in the West and East. Everywhere you go, you see this beast causing hell and mayhem. Our purpose should be defining what it is to be free for our people and mobilizing them into self-determination. So we say, you cannot assault a free people, because if you attempt to assault a free people, they will defend themselves. So we need to check that, you know, quickly say what is free and what is not free, what is right and what is not wrong. It is wrong for them to attempt to take a family man, for them to attempt to take a black revolutionary warrior brother and to try to use him and their war to try to make everybody afraid or be afraid of the revolutionary. Why would they want to do that, family? Because America is always in attempts to further their wicked genocide. We understand that it have not stopped, and it will not stop. So we do as both our ancestors said in the beginning of this broadcast, Dr. Khaled and Malcolm X, until we stop. And they are being stopped. There is no war coming. There is no war coming. God damn it, the war is right now. We are in war. Here in the new Black Panther Party, not only are we in war, we are at war with the oppressor. We are at war. We are in a armed war. We are in a psychological war. We are in an information war. And every other type of strategy of war have been used against our people. We are defending ourselves. And that is the most important thing, is for our people to understand. And we don't give a damn what the rest of the world thinks, that they side with the white man. We want our people to understand. You know you the people. We want you to understand that we have the right to defend ourselves. You have the right to defend yourself. No matter what the law states, what the white man's law states, you have the law by the divine ordinance of the Creator to defend and preserve your life. Every plant and animal and organism, down to the smallest little fucking bacteria you want to think of, defends itself. It has a defense mechanism. They make these things called defense mechanisms today, so much so that even if you don't know, you can learn how to use these defense mechanisms. Those defense mechanisms, they call guns and shit, rifles and pistols and bow and arrows even. Those are defense mechanisms. They are mechanisms used to defend your life against the wicked oppressor in any form that he or she may present him or herself. If it is a pig, if it is a politrick, or if it's just a everyday caveman, a cave bitch, you have the right to defend yourself against anybody who is attempting to bring harm to you. We have the right to defend ourselves, you know, say it like a damn chant when you meditate. Don't just say it, go out and get you a gun and shit. And the end shit is ammunition. You need to get a few boxes up there. If you got a 45, you need to get you some 45 ammunition. And so on and so forth, right? You need to learn how to operate such weapons. You got a rifle or a pistol, you need to know what its safety is. You got to know how to break it down, put it back together, clean it off. You got to know how to shoot straight, aim straight. I mean, these are all ideals of war that we need to take in. Why are you afraid to talk about guns? And everywhere you look, it's white folks with guns. The pigs walk around with guns. Black folks should arm themselves. And like Dr. Khaled said, hell, we already got guns. But we don't use them for the right reasons many times. But we do have them. Right? Now, how they got to our community, only the enemy would know. Right? But we have them. For those who are aware, right, and we, you know, that you have the right to defend yourself, don't allow then for any pastor, punk, preacher, don't allow for any pulpit pimp, don't allow for no politrick, don't allow for no nigger or cracker to tell you that it's wrong. Or it, you know, look at them, they're extremists, and this and that. Don't listen to all of that. We love our beautiful black people. We need the message to be clear. You have the right to defend yourself. But while this war is escalating, they are trying to frame, in psychological warfare, they are trying to frame a picture that, you know, the revolutionary, knowing that the revolutionary is to put us in a position that we have to fight for our lives one way or the other, right? And then they are using it, like Malcolm said, they are using these different positions and situations to try to create some image that black people defending themselves is criminal. That black people defending themselves is criminal, right? And we see it all the time. We see it with even those folks who are not revolutionary. We've seen this, but this right now we're dealing with, what is happening with Conrad Ogun, is of the utmost importance. But our response has to be just as, if not, I would even say not just as, but greater. It has to be greater you know, than it has been. And every day it has to grow more great. There is something that everybody can do to do nothing, to say nothing, to not check in, no matter what you are going through. I'm telling you, better get tight. Tighten up to support the legal battle. Justice for Brother Ozone. Go to the website or the official platform where you can donate for the legal battle. Go to justice4ozone.com. I'm going to say it three times. Go to justice4ozone.com. Go to justice4ozone.com. Just so you clearly can understand and clearly know. Go there right now, right? Donate. Click the donate link. It's a donate link on every page, right? On every page. Click the donate link. Whatever you have is going to add up. Don't try to be funny, though. But whatever you have is going to add up. There's no way in hell that these pigs are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars raised, right? And there is not a massive amount of donations that is coming in through the justice4ozone.com platform. We got to tighten up. We got to put the message out. We got to put the word out. Tell people what is going on. What, are you afraid to talk about the brother? Tell people what is going on. Only reason you should be afraid to talk about Ozone is if your ass is lying. If you're going to chop your ass up. Now, that's when you should be afraid. So just say what you heard us say, because we're telling you the truth. Repeat it word for word, because we're telling you the truth about what is going on. We will continue to update. We will continue to push the front line, hard line. To us, it's freedom or death. There is no other way. You don't see any other way. There is freedom for black people. There is no ultimatum. There is no alternative. It ain't no fucking deal that can be made. There's freedom for Africans. And, not or, and there is death to the oppressor in all of his forms. There is death to so-called white supremacy in all its forms. So there is freedom for our people. And an end for this wicked assault against our nation. Every time you tune into this broadcast, we're going to tell you the truth. There's no place like this. You can't go no place like this. All the coon-ass radio shows every morning talking about this and that. You cannot go any place to get the truth and the raw truth about what is going on in this black nation. We want you to subscribe to our YouTube. On there, you will see all the critical content, all of the things that we have been, not all, but many of the things that we have been doing. Of course, you know, every day we're constantly working technologically to update and put more footage on our YouTube page. We will continue to have live streams. Check out the New Black Panther Party's YouTube page. Search on YouTube, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Like, subscribe, and share. Like, subscribe, and share to the New Black to the New Black Panther Party YouTube page, as well as join the New Black Panther Party Defense. A New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense by visiting our national website, nbpp.org. Check us out on Facebook. Donate to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can do it through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. You know, I think that it's, you know, but look, we thank you for joining this broadcast. But at the same time, I mean, we don't thank you if you're not going to do shit after this broadcast. I take that thank you back. We don't thank you if you're not going to do anything. If you just tune here to listen, to scratch your ego, we don't give a shit. Don't call back in. But if you're actually going to do something, then we thank you for listening in to this broadcast. We thank you for continuing to support the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And y'all, this is how we're going to end this broadcast, and we were born to be soldiers. Black power, family. We love you. Black power.
Black power! Black power!
Motherfucking kids
aren't them. And I'm gonna introduce y'all to motherfuckers. One of the hardest lieutenants on the tank, Mr. Cook. We was all born to be soldiers.
See these evil souls.
It was gold inside our motherfucking souls from these walls. The ghetto. The ghetto.
I hit them a dog. I'm a soldier.
bitch, I'm a